Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. Yet to discuss, of course, the jam-packed festive schedule well underway in the English Premier League. We'll start things off with the tie against West Ham against Chelsea, but of course, yet to discuss it with me, as always, is, of course, Chadley Nagel, as well as Don, Mr. Value. Yeah, gentlemen, greetings, and let's get into the action.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, always great to discuss football. And especially that we're coming to this jam-packed December season, no international breaks.
Non-stop
football all the time.
Non-stop W's for some.
Yeah, non-stop W's for some. People need to start hiding for others. It's going to be jam-packed.
The battle to see who finishes on top by Christmas.
I mean, Chelsea are in that conversation. They currently lead the way. Chad, they face West Ham, London Derby. David Moyes certainly knows how to upset when his back's against the wall. So, chance of anything here for West Ham?
Oh, they certainly have a chance. I mean, this is just going to be... I mean, what a way to start off the set of fixtures. Mm-hmm. A spicy London Derby. And probably this is the biggest game of the weekend. It is, isn't it?
Off air, you just said we had no big games.
But you know what I mean. So I was thinking about no big six teams clashing, but West Ham, sure, they've been brilliant to watch this season. David Moyes has turned his career, his managerial career around. And like you said, they know how to get some upsets against some top opposition. They've defeated both Tottenham and Liverpool at the London Stadium. So Chelsea will have to be at their best if they want to extend their winning streak. I think it's going to be a difficult game, but I just feel like Chelsea, yes, they are favourites. Going to the London Stadium, they should have enough quality to get the job done, especially we saw West Ham drop points in midweek. You know, they don't have such of a big squad like Chelsea do. So they, you know, there's fatigue now. You have to rest players. You can't just play your best 11 for every single game this month. It's you know, squad rotation is going to be key. But I think Chelsea can get the job done. I think it'll be difficult, but if they are on top of it, they can get it done. And it would be the 8th consecutive away victory in London derbies, which is they already hold the record for 7.
Sure. Don, are they going to get that record? Or?
I think Chelsea at 7-10 definitely adds to all multiples. I think Chelsea are playing.
Adds all multiples.
Yeah, Chelsea are playing phenomenal football from the three teams. The only positivity that I could find for West Ham is that they're one of only 4 teams that has got a positive goal defense, with they were +8. The other three teams, obviously Chelsea at +27. Man City at +21 and obviously Liverpool at +31. The rest of the teams in the league have all got either 0 or negative goal difference. So I think goals are plenty if you want to look at the markets of both teams to score. For me is definitely an option. But yet again, I tend to agree with what Chad said in terms of the squad depth. I think Antonio needs to obviously come to the party and probably could get around that the back four, back three that Chelsea likes to play with, but Chelsea for me are too strong and too powerful. So hence why, with confidence, 7-10 add to all multiples. But if you want to play safely, the both teams to score market for me is the option to go for.
Yeah, just a bit of a disclaimer that all stats are at the time of recording. We do have some Thursday night action in between this podcast, so those goal difference could change. I think you know what I'm trying to say, Donovan. But yeah, look, for me, at even money, I do think West Ham double chance is something I'd look at. It's Christmas time. It's, you know, the time of upsets. Not because you're not getting the gift you want on Christmas Day, but this is where teams like West Ham take the opportunity against the likes of Chelsea. And at home, I know they haven't come into this game in the best of form, but they sort of love a big fixture. I think Chad mentioned the fact they beat Liverpool and Tottenham, so... Chelsea are on that same class as Liverpool. So at home, London Stadium, with the bubbles in their face, I think West Ham do not lose this fixture.
Chelsea is the gift that keeps giving. They're the candy shop. Back them every
Chelsea.
Go back against
12
them
days of
peril.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
But yeah, Newcastle against Burnley. Chad, thoughts on this fixture?
Well, it's a crucial game. I know you look at this and it doesn't really catch your eyes, but it's a relegation 6-pointer. already. Mm-hmm. I know you could say it's early days, but really the table's taken shape now.
Mm-hmm.
And both these sides are in desperate need of points. Newcastle, obviously, they're still going in search of their first Premier League win. You know, what's the use of being arguably the richest club in world football now, and you playing in the Championship next season?
I think that's their only victory, is having money.
So they really need to turn things around. I know that the January transfer window is going to be key for them, but they really need to get as much points as possible, because they are like rock bottom. So I think it's going to be difficult. Burnley, you know, just because of the way Newcastle have been playing, you know, I would just favour Burnley, especially 21-10, just as a value bet. But you know, I'm not too confident to even have a punt in this fixture, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, so 18 versus 20th in the league. I think obviously it's not the one to run to the TV and try and grab and watch. But especially watching Burnley play against Wolves in the midweek, I think their only shots on goal was in the 75th minute in a 0-0 result.
Mm.
So for me, the writing's on the wall for Burnley. Whereas for Newcastle, I think that there are some positive games that they could obviously try and grind out a result. And I look at it, Eddie Howe must be looking at this as one of them.
Do you say first victory for Newcastle?
I'm actually almost going in that direction to say that I think that Eddie Howe will get a victory at home, purely because I looked at the Burnley Wolves game. Burnley are not offering much, and playing against the tired Wolves at the moment at this part of the season. Burnley should have at least threatened or put something towards it. With that being said, I think that Newcastle, yes, they're auditioning for seats for next season, they don't want to go down to the Championship. Mm-hmm. And I think Eddie Howe is a very, very astute manager, and will obviously get the bounce back for them. So I'm going for Newcastle's first victory for me. So 13-10, I think is going to be my play there.
Shocking call. Don, I'll stay with you, because Southampton are sort of Liverpool's B team. They host Brighton. Same time, you said no one's going to be jumping at the demand for Newcastle, Burnley, possibly for Southampton and Brighton.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think Southampton, I like the way you say my B team.
I sort of baited you, because at 5 o'clock Liverpool play, so I'm just trying to see where you're at.
No. We'll be watching a bit of the Southampton Brighton game. I think Southampton, for me, have been off the boil if I compare them to last season. But where they are, they're 15th in the log, winning a little bit. I can't see it, but yeah, I think Southampton should be able to get the positive results at St. Mary's.
Chad?
Yeah, I think with home ground advantage, you probably would favour Southampton, despite the league positions of both sides, just because you know what the quality that Southampton possess. I like their attacking firepower. Adams is good, and you know, even off the bench, there's Armando Broja. You know, they do have some quality players. They just lack consistency, and they just need to find their rhythm again, because we do know what they are, a stable Premier League side. I don't think they will ever be in danger of getting relegated. You know, Ralph Hasenhüttl's the top manager. I just think Brighton, you just never know. You just never know what to expect from them. You know, they're quality, they're ball playing. They can mix it up and become physical. They can grind out results. I just think the draw probably would be the best option for me.
Yeah, I like Ralph. He's my favorite Ralph that coaches in the Premier League. Wolves against Liverpool, Chad.
Yeah, this should be like such an easy game to call. I mean, obviously, last season or seasons before, we know Nuno Espirito Santos's Wolves side, and they were fearless. They would go against big teams and fancy their chances of, depending whether they played at home or away, they would pick up points. I just think that this isn't the case with the new manager. Just think they've lost their identity a bit. They've lost some key players as well. losing Diogo Jota, who
was scored looking like the eighth best player in the world.
He scored the game's only goal in the last time these sides met in a 1-0 victory for wearing Liverpool colours. So I think it's 9 wins in a row now over Southampton for Liverpool, and I think they make it 10 this weekend.
Sure.
So against Wolves. Yeah. So looking for Wolves. Wolves are obviously going to come back with Adam Traore. He started on. In the midweek game against Burnley and hit the bar. I think he's probably going to be the only fear factor that I can find for Wolves. Yes, on paper, Liverpool should win this game. I think the last four games, Liverpool have breezed and scored 4 goals. But we're not talking about the prowess of the front three because we've still obviously got a couple of injuries.
Of course.
Yeah, so Liverpool 4-10 for me is as safety as the Chelsea 7-10 add to all multiples. That's what I'm going
to
go with.
Would you back the seventh wonder of the world to score any time? It's 9-10.
Yeah, you've got to look at it. I mean, in his red hot form, scored 2 against the Merseyside derby. Being the seventh wonder of the world. Some people in this podcast called him the one season wonder.
And who did that?
I don't know.
It wasn't me
that called him a one season wonder. But yeah, I mean, Mohamed Salah is in fantastic blitzering form. If you play the fantasy league football, if you don't have him in your team, I really truly consider why are you even playing it. He's definitely the player to have right now. I am buzzing. And at 9-10, he gives you a little bit more value than the 4-10 add to all multiples.
Speaking of buzzing, the Hornets, Chad, they off the back of an impressive result. Well, not really a result, but performance against Chelsea.
If you remember just the head-to-head with Chelsea, Watford, they've even given us a hiding like a couple of times.
4-0, I remember.
They just tend to raise their game against Chelsea. They become Brazil, but this won't be the case this weekend.
Well, now they host Manchester City, so
Manchester City should make easy pickings of them. Like I know that Watford also have a number of players missing, key players injured and unavailable. So I think City, on the other hand, can just pick. You talk about Chelsea being the candy shop. City can just take any pick. Pep can pick any team really, and they will wipe the floor with Watford. I think. Multi scores 1-0, 2-0, or 3-0.
That's a bit of respect. I think
that is a respectable scoreline for Watford, if I had to be totally honest. I think City, this is Pep's time of the season where he actually starts coming and hits the ground running. Pep starts finding the extra gear, and with the other two in and around him, being Chelsea and Liverpool, he knows that he's in for a massive race. And this is where Pep starts gearing down and gearing up. So I think the multi scores, I think Raheem Sterling to try and find the score sheets. I don't know if Foden will be fit.
He's
but
back.
You know, but you could pick anybody of that multi started team, and they should, because they know this is the mark of champions, and they will play as the champions. For me, City, all time. Both halves.
So, pick your bet.
Handicap,
yeah.
Pick your bet. Whatever's on offer, just climb on. Sunday, 3 games at 4 o'clock. Don Leeds against Brentford. Obviously, the first of 3 fixtures at 4 o'clock, like I mentioned. Tough game for both sides.
Yeah, tough game for both sides. Leeds are starting to show their hand at the moment. I mean, they're 16th in the league. Yes. We all like the way that and the style that they play, that heavy metal type of football, but it's just not working for them in the front of goals. I mean, last season, yes, they would try and outscore you, but they were entertaining 4-3 a number of 4-3 fixtures. This season, there's a couple of heavy defeats, but no goals up front. You know, they don't have
Patrick Brantford.
Yeah, I think the Patrick Brantford is the player that I'm speaking of. And also nobody been able to click with Rafinha up front, you know, to
it's
offer
funny
them.
Funny because they've got Matthias Click in this one.
Okay, but I just think so for me, I'm not having Leeds. I think I'm done with them. So Brentford on the double chance for me. I think that Brentford will be able to get on the score sheet and obviously get a positive result.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Don. You know, I mean, you know me well. I don't really care much about Leeds. I don't really rate them. I think last season they deserved a lot of praise, but they just, I find them to be very overrated. I think, yeah, the football's good. It's exciting at times, but the table tells the true story for me, and they are languishing in 16th place for a reason. Yes, they miss Patrick Bamford, but I just think Brentford, on the other hand, they look like they're not just having a joyride in the Premier League and then going and while just going back to the Championship, they're here to stay. Uh-huh. And I think they've showed that in the impressive results they've already picked up. While the performances have been fantastic, even in the games that they've dropped points, they've looked good. So I just think, I know we're talking about double chance, probably safe, but I think in terms of a value bet, 26-10 Brentford straight might be where I will be this weekend.
Just to let the listeners out there know, Brentford are 2 points behind title chasing Manchester United with Cristiano Ronaldo.
At the time of recording. Because Brentford could win.
Brentford could win tonight, and Man United definitely losing tonight. Brentford could be above Man United. So I'm just putting it out there.
Facts on facts. Yeah, I have been impressed with Brentford, the ability to switch things up tactically. But yeah, speaking of Manchester United, Chad, against Crystal Palace, having flashbacks of that Patrick Van Aanholt straight to De Gea's legs and De Gea picking his studs up to let it go in. Flashbacks that serve my memory very well. Hopefully more of the same.
Hopefully, but it's going to be difficult for them because it'll be because
they've got Cristiano Ronaldo, like Donovan mentioned.
On the bench, no.
On the bench.
No, it's probably going to be Ralph Ragnick's first game in the dugout.
I don't know if his work permits would have come through by then.
Okay. So if not, it's still auditions, right? So players have a clean slate. Now, I said this last week. They have, just an opportunity to impress the new manager and show why they deserve to be in his plans, deserve to be in the team. But Crystal Palace are definitely a dangerous side. We've seen them go to Manchester, the Etihad Stadium, and take maximum points. Yes, there was a sending off in that game, but they were brilliant. I think Zaha, yeah. Benteke, and Conor Gallagher have been superb. And I think they will be fearless because Patrick Vieira doesn't care which grounds. It's like he gives it a full go.
Yeah.
So I think we should be in for an entertaining game of football. I think both teams to score looks a certainty, but I think Manchester United get the job done. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Do you think Man United get the job done under the first... Well, will it be Ragnick walking in and just getting the results? I doubt it. I think the fans are going to obviously cheer him on. Does the new manager bounce hits from the ground running? But this is a team that you're playing in. It's Crystal Palace. Patrick Vieira will gear his team up. This is a ground that he's got many, many memories of. The tunnel. He's got a lot of proven reasons to try and get a result and an upset. And if there's one manager that I would back to try and get that, would be Patrick Vieira. So I'm going to play safe. I'm looking at the draw for me. I think the players might be...
And that's safe, you say.
Yeah, sure.
I'm literally playing it safe in saying that because I think Benteke, Conor Gallagher and Zaha are starting to click.
That trio is just something else.
They're actually quite an entertaining trio to watch. And the back three of United, or the back four, is actually more entertaining to watch. So there will definitely be goals aplenty. So yeah. Both teams to score for me is the safe bet. But I actually think that this game will end in a draw.
Yeah, I'm hoping. All candles lit for Crystal Palace and Patrick Vieira. But of course, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning that 200 Rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know your thoughts on the humdinger between Manchester United and Crystal Palace this weekend. Could it be a winning start for Ralph Ragnick or Patrick Vieira upset the apple cart at Old Trafford? Let us know, and of course, if your comment does hit the target, there is that 200 Rand voucher coming your way. Chad, Spurs against Norwich, bit of a battle for relegation at this early stage of the season.
For Norwich?
Both. Thoughts?
No, honestly, yes, Spurs have been disappointing. Antonio Conte himself has said this is his biggest challenge mm-hmm. in his managerial career. And, you know, it was so easy to see that. I think he really wanted the United job. It didn't come. And he was just like, you know, they're going to stick with Solskjaer forever, so let me just go to Spurs. I know he's always been a fan of Harry Kane. It's just that Harry Kane hasn't looked anything close to the player we know he was. Only in the international break when he scored like, nine goals in those two matches. Yeah. But I think Spurs, just because it's Norwich, Spurs are a sure thing this weekend.
Just because it's Norwich, respect Dean Smith. Says in his mind.
Not respecting Dean Smith. Yeah, for me, in my quad, it's definitely been Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, and Spurs round up my quad. I think that Spurs for me, Conte will definitely outclass Dean Smith. And if he can't get a result, then the writing's on the wall for Spurs, as you say. Even though they're not. And I mean, I'm not saying that Spurs are going to get relegated, but Spurs are ninth on the log. If they can't get a bounce back result, then they won't be able to get into Europe.
Again, and that's the time of recording.
And that's where Spurs need to be looking at. They need to be looking at getting into European places.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
And
if they can't get a result against Norwich, then I'm sorry, I don't think they will get it.
They shouldn't be in the league, basically.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing.
That's.
Aston Villa against Leicester City. Of course, Steven Gerrard back at Villa Park. He helps the Leicester side, who have one more Premier League title than him. Chad, exciting times.
Can we just like redo that?
Steven Gerrard told
us. We don't need to redo that.
When he hosts Leicester City, yeah. who have one more Premier League title than him. Chad, your thoughts, please.
The uncrowned king of the Premier League, Don, you say.
Get out of here. What is this?
Aston Villa have been impressive under Steven Gerrard's watch. Still early days, of course, but this is a true test. Although they'll certainly fancy their chances against a toothless Leicester
Fox.
City. Yeah, a toothless Leicester City side that have lost their bite under Brendan Rodgers this season. I think they've clearly missed Tielemans in the games. They've dropped points, but still, with the quality that they put out, they should have been they should have done far better. I just think, I don't know what's gone wrong, but something's not right at the club. There's even talk about whether Brendan Rodgers is the right manager, even after he won the FA Cup, their first in their history last season. I just think, well, I actually don't know what the issue is with them, but we know they will come good because they are a quality side. They do have a good manager. I do think this has the makings of the most entertaining matchup in the sets of fixtures. I do think we could have some end-to-end stuff, attacking football, some fast-paced attacking football, and I think both teams to score is like the best bet you have. But I think Steven Gerrard might nick it.
Quick stats while we're on the topic of stats. Steven Gerrard was coached by Brendan Rodgers when he slipped. Just to tell you now for our listeners. Slipping on the touchline.
No, but this was what I was gonna intro my line to, is that obviously Steven Gerrard would have a lot of respect for Brendan Rodgers in terms of what he did for Steven Gerrard as a player. So there will be a massive load of respect, almost a Mr. Miyagi type of.
No, it's not Mr. Miyagi level.
Okay. Yeah. But with that being said, I think Steven Gerrard will be able to come through and get a result. And I think I tend to agree with Chad. I think he will
get Rodgers is actually owing him, man.
Yeah, so a double
Rodgers is owing
both him. Both teams to score.
Right.
Both teams to score for me is the market play. I think that's probably going to be the market that we need to look at. But Aston Villa, double chance as well. I just think that the
double
way
chance,
that
double chance playing it safe.
I am playing it safe if you're going to add it into a couple of multiples. But I think the draw becomes a runner purely just because I don't know, when you say the toothless foxes, I don't know how fit Jamie Vardy is. Does he start? Tillisman's he will
question
play.
Marks.
You know, there's the question marks around the squad in terms of injuries. So we wait and see on the fully fitness of the squad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a Monday night. It's cold. It's rainy.
Sunday night. We're about to get to the Monday.
Oh yeah, sorry. So Sunday nights, it's cold. It's rainy.
Yeah.
It's definitely not one for that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cold, rainy. That's been anything but Arsenal's football. I mean, under Mikel Arteta, Champions League football looks on the cards. Obviously, at the time of recording, we haven't seen the tie between Arsenal and Manchester United on Thursday, but that promises to be exciting, as does the Monday night clash against Everton. Jim. Yeah,
the Mikel Arteta derby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Captain both clubs.
The Arteta derby, what do we go for? Last time Arsenal came to Merseyside, they got dumped 4.
Different
teams, but obviously.
To be fair, even Everton, last time they were in Merseyside, got dumped.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that this is the easiest fixture to call, and I know it probably sounds disrespectful.
Considering we're having this discussion before Arsenal have played Manchester United.
Yes, okay. But even regardless of what the result is tonight, I'm telling you, this is the easiest game to call for.
Is this your banker?
This is my banker. Honestly, I have zero faith in Everton. I think Arsenal, on the other hand, I'm not just saying this because Everton are skidding. Arsenal are quality, and they've so much attacking talent, and they are like just playing such an exciting brand of football. They just look united. They gel together. I just think this is, I know it's like, it sounds shocking, like I wouldn't even normally say this because it's an Everton, because Everton that Arsenal fixture. Ball. Yeah, but we're looking at a name. But really, Everton have been dreadful. You look at their form compared to Arsenal's. Arsenal should wipe the floor with them. I think Arsenal will win this game so comfortably.
Tottenham
honestly.
Play Norwich on Sunday. Is this an easier game to call?
Yeah, I honestly, it sounds ridiculous.
Music to my. Yeah.
It honestly sounds ridiculous. I know that, but I think this is the easiest game to call.
Because
Dean Smith can still pull a rabbit out of a hat with Norwich.
Yeah. And Rafa Benitez can't. And Rafa can't.
Honestly,
I think Rafa as a manager has got everything in his arsenal. Excuse the.
Has point. Been.
Yeah. Oh, is it has been FC now? I'm asking. I'm saying. I think Everton can turn the corner and can come and get a result. I'm pretty confident in that. Will they actually get a result on a Monday night in Goodison? Is the question mark. But Arsenal at 11-10 does look an attractive price. I would tend to go with, especially with the.
So you disagreed with me for nothing?
No. I'm saying the only reason I'm saying it is that I think
level
because
of confidence.
The level of confidence is my question mark. Is that I think what happens tonight at the time of recording
at the old toilet.
Yeah, what happens at United becomes a big question mark for me. if Arsenal win and when they do win against Arsenal at United, I think that they will take that massive confidence booster. It then becomes a massive game, and yes, then you can get the confidence that you've got and call the easy game. But if they don't and they get a draw or lose, within the question marks.
I still say this is going to be easy. Everton are weak.
Yeah, so 11-10.
I think it a lot depends on Old Toilet and what happens there and what comes out of it. But
yeah.
As it stands,
if Arsenal come unscathed, clean sheet win, no injuries, no yellow cards, no red cards to speak of, then it becomes an easy game to call. Then 11-10 is a very attractive price.
But, yeah, of course, remember, is there 200 rand betting voucher to give away? Of course, all you got to do is comment your thoughts on the fixture between Manchester United and Crystal Palace. Will it be a winning start for Ralf Rangnick? Or will Patrick Vieira upset the apple cart? Let us know, and if your comments does hit the target, you could walk away with a 200 rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, until next week, Chad, any last words from your side?
Well, up the Blues. Hope we remain top of the table.
Not the toffee Blues, but Don?
Yeah, no, all good. And it's exciting that it's a three-horse race currently.
Until next week.
Cheers.